Malin to a large underground room where 50 or 60 men and women were seated. She chatted until a clock announced midnight. Then she mounted a rostrum and faced them.
I am, she stated, 183 years old. Is there anyone here who is older?
No one spoke. After a decent wait, she went on.
Then, in accordance with our customs, I declare this meeting opened. Will you choose a moderator?
Someone said, Go ahead, Mary. When no one else spoke up, she said, Very well. She seemed indifferent to the honor, and the group seemed to share her casual attitude. An air of never any hurry, of freedom from the tension of modern life.
We are met as usual, she announced, to discuss our welfare and that of our sisters and brothers. Does any family representative have a message from his family? Or does anyone care to speak for himself?
A man caught her eye and spoke up.
Ira Weatherall, speaking for the Johnson family. We've met nearly 2 months early. The trustees must have a reason. Let's hear it.
She nodded and turned to a prim little man in the first row.
Justin,
if you will, please. The prim little man stood up and bowed stiffly. Skinny legs stuck out below his badly cut kilt. He looked and acted like an elderly, dusty civil servant, but his black hair